USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no signs that a second wave of coronavirus will happen in the United States, despite spikes in some states as states reopen.
We've got the testing procedures, we've got the diagnostics, we've got the PPE, and so I really think it's a pretty good situation.
The Defense Department is experiencing a manufacturing and supply chain slowdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking with reporters, Undersecretary Ellen Lord says the overall impacts will not be known for a while as the economy continues to recover.
We have seen inefficiencies across most programs. COVID-19 is shutting down defense manufacturing facilities and production lines.
And President Theodore Roosevelt's statue in front of the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan will be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600.
The FBI is investigating a noose found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. Jay Towne, a former judge advocate in the U.S. Marine Corps, picked by President Trump in 2017 to serve as U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, said on Monday that investigators from the Justice Department and the Bureau are looking into the incident, which happened Sunday at Talladega Superspeedway in Lincoln, Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is being tight-lipped on what, if any, action the Justice Department will take regarding Seattle's three-block zone known as CHOP. Barr telling Fox Business,
the job of the Department of Justice, you know, to mete out justice fairly and even-handedly in that particular case and not be influenced by the mob. It's the responsibility, obviously, of the local officials and then the state officials to protect the rights of their citizens. At the end of the day, the federal government does have a responsibility to make sure that citizens are not deprived of their federal rights.
So will you challenge that autonomous city? Will you sue the mayor? What can you do?
I don't want to get into specifics, but we're obviously keeping an eye on it. And as the president said, in due course, we may have to do something about it, but we can't let it go on indefinitely.
Police in the United Kingdom are continuing to investigate a stabbing. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reddy, just 40 miles west of London. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war.
Police also say the suspect was on a watch list, and they're describing this as now a terrorism incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.